We have heard from a number of schools this morning, and we are going to get to those and then a few notes from other listeners as well. Let's start off today up in Ely with Mariah Jeske's sixth graders.
This is the phonology report for Ms. Jeske's sixth grade class at Ely Memorial School in Minnesota. Looking back at the month of September, it was very warm. The high temperature was 82 degrees on September 13th. And the low temperature was 33 degrees on September 9th and September 24th. We also noticed that the month was a lot wetter than normal, with 2 inches higher of precipitation compared to the average. We are noticing that many animals are getting ready for winter. The snowshoe hare was seen by Robert in the woods that was 75% white. Does this mean we might get snow soon? Asher noticed a trail of foxes near his cabin that were carrying what looked like a grouse. Abby thought the family of woodchucks were hibernating because she laid down next to her deck and saw them were all curled up and not moving. A lynx was seen by Samuel, and it was carrying a bird across the cloquet line. A hummingbird was seen on September 30th at Wolf Lake. Looking at the trees outside, Deegan made a great observation for the area and said that 50% of greater of leaves are changing color. Grapes were also harvested from Esther's grapevine, and she made jelly last weekend. Most birch trees have lost their leaves, according to Leo, but some tomato plants are still producing tomatoes. The red maple in front of the school only has about 25% of leaves left, and the silver maple is starting to lose more leaves, but it's definitely behind the red maple. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phonology Report.
Thank you. Great report. Lots of interesting things in there. The snowshoe hare. You know, they do change color in the fall, and we in the listening area are at the cusp of the hare and the cottontail rabbit ranges, so we see both. And if you see a brown rabbit in a month, chances are it is that, a rabbit, not a hare. The hares react to the angle of the sunlight in their eye, and hormones are created in the body that cause the hares to change their fur color from brown to white. And there's nothing they can do about that in terms of they're not waiting for snowfall. They're not waiting for cold. They just they react to the angle of the sun. So watch for those as you're out there, as the kids in Ely have been doing.